Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. The Prime Minister has called for calm following an alleged stabbing attack at a Sydney church. A bishop was one of two people wounded last night. It's being treated as an act of terror by New South Wales Police with a multi-agency investigation launched. Anthony Albanese says there is no place for violence in our community.
We are a peace-loving nation. This is a time to unite, not divide as a community and as a country.
A Melbourne driver's had a brush with danger last night after their car went off the edge of a car park in Doncaster East. The vehicle dangled precariously over a steep embankment at the Pines Shopping Centre, but luckily it didn't fall. And the outgoing boss of Woolworths is defending his salary and the company's profit margins at a Senate hearing. Senators are grilling Brad Banducci about allegations of price gouging, but he insists they offer competitive prices. The spotlight is shining on the supermarket giants and how much they charge us for our groceries. Parramatta has confirmed disgruntled Dragon Zach Lomax will be joining them on a four-year deal from 2025. Prior to it being made official, Eels coach Brad Arthur told Fox Sports the star centre will fill the club's needs.
He's fast. He's a bit different to what we've got in the outside backs. You know, he's a kick target. He competes hard, he's nice and aggressive.
Lomax will play out the remainder of the year at St George Illawarra. And Rafael Nadal is pulling a surprise return to the circuit this week at the Barcelona Open.